Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1845. The topic is nutrition, and the title is Growth May Require Less Food Than You Think. So protein synthesis, which is, you know, fancy words for muscle creation. Protein does other things, but if we're thinking about growth, we're thinking about muscle growth. So protein synthesis, muscle growth, it happens 24/7, literally all day, every day, it has potential to happen. The potential, meaning you have to consume enough protein and calories for it to actually happen. But since it happens, or it's available to happen 24/7, protein intake quantity is important, which we often talk about, are we eating enough protein? But also it's timing as well. So muscle growth is protein quantity dependent and protein timing dependent. I want to share a client example. I've been working with a client now for 3 months. We just did a recent check-in, so I thought that's what prompted the idea of today's podcast. They're a bodybuilder. They've competed a couple times before. They're in the off-season. What they used to struggle with was in their off-season, in their growth phase. They wanted to grow, but they would always gain excessive body fat. And then they would struggle to get leaner each competition. So they just felt bummed because they know they needed to come in leaner each time, but they struggle to get leaner each time because they're gaining so much body fat in the off season, and they just weren't sure what to do. So we started working together. And what we changed from was they had previously had a large breakfast. They worked during the day, typical kind of like 9 to 5, you know, 8 to 4, 9 to 5 kind of day job. And then they train after work. They were having a large breakfast before work. Then they were taking food with them, and they were having a large lunch. And then they would have a pre-workout energy drink as they got off of work. They would drive to the gym. They'd go train at the gym. And then they get home, and they have a huge dinner. So they were consuming protein 3 times per day. Due to the food choices and the caloric and fat content per meal, it's likely that the protein was being released into the bloodstream, being digested, pretty much throughout the whole day. So they were getting protein in, they were consuming it in very one large, you know, amount, and then as the body would try to break it down over the next few hours, protein would be slowly released. It would trickle and maybe have very minimal release by the time they eat their next meal. But it was coming with a lot of excessive calories, especially after their workout. So our adjustment was to take breakfast, lower the caloric amount, but increase the protein percentage. Add a mid-morning quick high-protein snack. They have time and they have the availability to do it at work. Then lunch, again, lower the calories. Focus more on protein and carbs, so that way they would have the carbs starting to digest and provide some energy going into the workout. They still want to have their pre-workout energy drink because it doesn't mess with their sleep, so they're fine with that. But we added some whey protein at that time as well. And then post-workout, we lowered the calories and focused mostly on fats and protein so the protein would digest slowly throughout the night while they were sleeping. So what they were eating before, I'm going to give you the numbers, but you can just pay attention to the concept of the numbers. Before, they were having about 1,000 calories at breakfast with 60 grams of protein. So that's 24% protein. At lunch, the same thing, 1,000 calories, 60 grams of protein, only about 24% protein. Dinner, they were having more. They would typically eat around 1,200 calories with 80 grams of protein, which is around 26% protein. So they were eating 3,200 calories with 200 grams of protein. Now they weighed around 200 pounds, so it made sense that they were trying to eat 1 gram per pound of body weight. So 3,200 calories, 200 grams of protein, equated to about 25% protein. The change that we made is at breakfast, they're only eating 800 calories, so 200 calories less, but we capped the 60 grams of protein goal, so now it's 30% protein. The mid-morning, we added a quick 400-calorie little meal snack thing, gave them some options, with 40 grams of protein, so that's 40% protein. Lunch is 800 calories with 60 grams of protein, so now it's 30% protein. the pre-workout, we kept the energy component, like the caffeine-based energy component, and then we added 25 grams of whey protein powder. So that's 100 calories, 25 grams of protein, 100% protein. Then dinner, we dropped it from 1,200 down to 800 calories, and we kept the 80 grams of protein goal. So it's now 30%. So previously, they were consuming 3,200 calories with 20 grams of protein. I mean, 200 grams of protein. So 3,200 calories with 200 grams of protein. Now, they only eat 2,900 calories, so 300 calories less. But they're consuming 265 grams of protein, so 65 grams of protein more. So they went from a meal, like a daily structure of 25% protein, to 36% protein. In the last 3 months, they have gotten visibly leaner in their photos, but they've gained 10 pounds. So they went from 200-pound body weight to 210-pound body weight, but they're visibly leaner. So he grew. He has grown. He also got leaner, which is pretty cool, but he has grown with less calories. He grew with less calories. We're consuming 300 calories less, but he's bigger. So if you want to maximize growth, but you struggle to eat more, maybe you're just not hungry for it. Maybe you can't fit it into your schedule or your budget. Or if you want to grow more, but you always tend to gain excessive body fat, you don't need to eat more to grow more. That's going to shock some people, but you do not need to eat more to grow more. Increase your protein percentage and increase the frequency of protein intake. The protein percentage that I would suggest you aim for is 33% of your total calories should be from protein. The frequency of intake, I roughly have clients aim for around 5 times a day. So every 3-4 hours, we consume some protein. The caloric amount per time we eat changes depending on their needs and their body size and activity level. But we typically aim for around 33% of their total calories coming from protein. And we aim for 5 times a day of protein intake. Once you have an intake of 33% protein and a frequency of 5 times per day, then if you want to grow more, you can increase your total caloric intake, but maintain that 33% protein percentage as you would continue to add more total calories. So again, if you're wanting to maximize growth, but you're struggling to eat enough, or you're struggling with excessive body fat gain, you do not need to eat more to grow more. Increase your protein percentage up to 33%, increase the frequency of protein intake to around 5 times per day. If you're not doing those two things, starting there will help a lot. If you have any extra questions, you shoot me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. Right now we're doing free 15-minute consultation, so if you're struggling with any of this and you want to find out some more personal information, you can sign up for a free 15-minute consultation on our website, or you can just email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com, and I'll send you the questionnaire and the link to get that all started. So, if you want help, it's available. Just reach out and I'll help you. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.